Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Darryl Davis Black and Green. I wanted to do this this episode to remind folks of the title, Darryl Davis Black and Green, and what it means. If you've been following along up till now, listening to the program, following, subscribing, sharing, God bless, I appreciate it. I want to remind people that, as I say, this is not just a show. It is a movement, a growing movement. We have specific economic goals on this program, one of which is that the black aspect of Darryl Davis Black and Green is clear. Black political power through voting and economic education. But the green I'm gonna kind of refocus on this short episode. You know, one of the important things we have to understand is that it's important to make a good salary, make a good living, make profits with your business, but it's also important to keep as much of that money as you make. The conversations that I've been having with people recently, people with college degrees, homeowners, business owners, working people, working two jobs, it's all the same. Hey, I'm struggling. I'm not saving. I'm losing money. More is going out than is coming in. And, you know, it's important that we don't get caught up in the whole myth that it's our fault, that we're doing something wrong, because that's not it. In general, for the most part, what's going on in America right now is that we are being ransacked by robber barons. A robber baron are these corporate, these heroes, these corporate heroes, that these billionaires that don't pay taxes, that the laws are made to benefit them because of basically bribery over the years. And bribery comes in many, many forms. But it exists to the point where Congress keeps rewriting the rules that you can take gifts up to X amount of dollars and not report them. You know, so it's way out of control. It's out of hand. And because the billionaires control the culture, we're making these people heroes. You know, Bill Gates was lucky he didn't end up in prison for some of his business practices. These guys steal. They lie, they forge documents, they forge government documents, and yet, because they control the media, they own the media, they're made out to be heroes. And so if you're struggling right now, I promise you, it's mostly because we're not playing on a level playing field. Now, that said, I hope through this program to help make things fairer. And one of the things, the green, you know, yes, we're going to be talking about the importance of a credit score. We're going to be talking about home ownership goals, setting up your LLC. But we got to take on the problems of corporate America ransacking us. And I want to give you an example of my intimate experience with poverty. You know, I've alluded to it. I've talked about it a little bit. You know, but I'm going to, you know, I was recently framed on my job, and for reasons I'll get into in another program. You know, I'm a frontline activist in white, wealthy Westchester County. They don't want to share the resources with black people. They're trying to push us out. I've been on the front line, arrested, roughed up, put on trial for talking at council meetings, illegally evicted, you name it. You name it. More recently, they want... The gentrification is fierce, and it's coming from mostly Democrats in Westchester. They take a lot of money from real estate interests. They're no longer supporting your interests, black people. And so they came after me. They framed me. They said, I won everything, by the way. I filed a complaint with the State Human Rights Commission, who ruled in my favor, not once but twice. I won my termination hearing, which is unheard of. Because they pick the hearing officer, they pay him, he's on their payroll. His job is to side with the county with the government agency paying them, but they couldn't in this case because there was no due process. So I got, despite all of that, they kept suspending me. They're trying to grind me into freaking dust. Even after I won my termination hearing, I got a letter. Okay, you won your termination hearing. We still think you're a piece of crap. We're going to suspend you for 2 more months without pay. So I said all of that to say, as I got intimate with poverty, as Chase Bank was calling and saying, where's your car note? We are putting you in repo. It's been 3 months. As Verizon was calling and saying, you got till Friday to make a payment or you're losing your services. As Geico was sending me text messages, your policy will expire at midnight, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I want to talk about the telephone companies. I want to talk about the banks. I want to talk about payday loans. I want to talk about all these corporations that make massive profits off of people who are struggling financially. And so Darryl Davis, Black and Green, the green aspect is why I keep impressing upon you, share this program. Follow the program so when there's a new episode, you know. Sometimes it's going to be a call to action. Hey, we got to call Senator Harkin. We got to call Senator Gillibrand. She's on this committee that oversees the telephone companies. And we need to get rid of these taxes on taxes on the taxes. We need to get rid of these late fees. We need to get rid of these overdraft fees. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I had to call Verizon and say, listen, you know, I don't have it. I'm out of work right now. Can you give me an extension? Can you give me a repayment? And as you all going through this, welcome to Verizon. If you'd like to speak to a representative, press 1. Press 1. Tell us more about what you want to talk about. Say pay bill, press 1. To buy a new iPhone, press 2. So you all go through this. But when you say you want to speak to a human, before we put you through, we have to let you know that there's going to be a $10 fee to speak to a human. Now, this is criminal. Wait a minute. How many years have corporate America been given tax breaks and rebates so that they can, because they create jobs? They are pocketing all of that as profit and exporting jobs that were supposed to be created here. And this poor person who's going to answer the phone when I agree to pay Verizon $10 to speak to a human being is overseas following a script with an accent that I can barely understand. So if you haven't hit hard times, you may not know this. You're just paying your bill. But it's not geared towards people who are doing okay. It's not geared towards the wealthy. I mean, can you imagine Donald Trump calling and saying, hey, I'm going to be late with my phone bill. Can you give me an extension? It's not for them. It's for us. Fleeced. Ransacked. Criminal. And so when you share the program, I want to be able to get 1,000 phone calls to Senator so-and-so. You're on this committee. Start reeling this in. Start protecting the rights of the people who are voting for you, not the corporate interests that are donating to you. We outnumber them. And we have to expose it so we can start voting them out and running progressive candidates and withhold your votes and your money. Payday loans. Banks, it's against the law for banks to do payday loans at the interest that the payday companies do. So the banks open payday loan companies and profit off of the poor and people struggling. We got to get a handle on this. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to call these things out. We have to expose them. So I just wanted to, you know, just drop in one more time, an extra show this week and say, you know, this is what the green aspect of Darryl Davis, Black and Green, is all about. You know, and you know, as I always say, keep in mind that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.